Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Shabbos 60, talking about some fugitives in a cave. Shmuel said it was at the end of the period of persecution. Some of the fugitives were hiding in a cave. They proclaimed, "He who wishes to enter, let him enter." As he could see beforehand whether the enemy's spies were on the watch. But he who wishes to go out, let him not go out, lest their whereabouts be disclosed. Now the sandal is one of them was reversed, for these sandals remain in such a manner that one can insert his foot in them from either end. So they thought that one of them had gone out based on the direction of the footprint and been seen by the enemies who would now be coming to capture them. Thereupon they pushed and kicked against each other with their nail-studded sandals, and they killed of each other more than their enemies did. They therefore made a decree not to go out with these sandals on Shabbos. Rabbi Loi, the son of Rabbi Lezer, son of Elazar, said a different reason for the decree. They were stationed in a cave when they heard a sound from above the cave, thinking the enemy was coming upon them. They pushed and kicked against each other with their nail-studded sandals. They killed of each other more than their enemies did. What we can learn from here is that we have to be careful with all our instruments, with all our utensils, with all the different things lying around our house. Even something as simple as a nail poking out of a shoe, if we're not careful with it, it could be a great danger, a great sakana. We shouldn't leave our knives out. If we have small children or the like, we don't want anyone to, God forbid, touch it, topple it, or hurt themselves. We shouldn't leave scissors out. I could attest to the fact my kids the other day, they took out the scissors and they wanted to give each other haircuts. We got to be careful with anything and everything that's out, even a nail, even a tack, a thumbtack, anything can be difficult, anything could be sakana, anything could be dangerous. Just as these sandals with the nails poking out were really dangerous and literally killed each other, killed people in these caves, so too we have to be careful with anything in our houses, anything in our homes, anything that even seems simple, that even seems little. Even a paper clip can be taken and made to be dangerous. Even a staple, anything that could be dangerous, sakana, we have to be careful for. We don't want anyone to get hurt, not our kids, not ourselves, not each other, not anyone visiting. It's upon us to make sure that there's no danger, there's no sakana. Just like we have to do a ma'aka, we have to do a fence around any enclosure above a roof, so too we should make a spiritual, metaphorical ma'aka around our house, in our house, in front of our house, and all the boundaries of our homes, wherever we are, however we live, whether it's in an apartment or a home, no matter how many floors we have, we should make sure that it's all good, all safe, in all directions, in all manners possible. Because God forbid anyone could step on anything or touch anything and they could get hurt. And we want to avoid that as much as possible. So keep a safe, secure, injury-free zone throughout your property, throughout your home, throughout your boundaries for everyone that's living there and that anyone that's visiting, so nobody could ever, God forbid, get hurt in any way possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 61 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.